A chain reaction is a series of events, each caused by the previous one. Some are so slow we don't feel the effects until later in life. Join us as we explore some of the chain reactions that lead to lifestyle diseases and how to prevent them. We've heard it all. Stay away from too much salt, sugars, and fats. Practice portion control. Incorporate sufficient physical activity. Eat balanced meals and visit your doctor regularly. But is this the holy grail from which long life and vitality flows? The panacea to all our health woes? The long and short of it is simply no. As healthy diet and exercise does not take into account genetic predispositions and other factors which may need medication. The hypertensive John Doe with gluten sensitivities may not require the same health regimen as the hypertensive Mary Jane who may have a family history of fibroids. Despite our differences, there are general rules that most persons can follow to live a healthier life, starting with understanding what your body needs. Before you start any new health regimen, it's important to speak with a health professional.
Speak to your doctor or your registered nutrition professional, which could be a registered dietitian or a registered nutritionist. They are best able to evaluate what your current health status is and then to come up with a plan tailored to suit your specific lifestyle, your height, your weight, your gender, everything that is specific to you.
Training and education nutritionist in the Health Ministry, Georgette Gail Ricketts. Next on the list is diet. Maintaining a healthy balance is essential for securing the proper functioning of the body. Director of Nutrition Services in the Health Ministry, Dr. Charmaine Edwards, says the idea of a balanced meal is subjective, as it also involves the nutritional requirements of an individual.
Balance means different things to different persons. When we talk of a balanced meal, we're expecting that persons will include foods from the six food groups that make up our diet, and that is in the Caribbean region. We use staples, vegetables, fruits, legumes and nuts, food from animals, and fats and oils as those six groups.
Another important factor to consider is your mental health, as this too can affect your physical well-being. Mental health nurse practitioner with the Kingston and St. Andrew Health Department, Nurse Lorraine Brown, says mental health should not be ignored.
Mental health and physical health works together so that persons can maintain good health, both of them. There's no good health without good mental health, just as your physical health.
Aside from talking to someone or finding healthy outlets to express your emotions, even the way you treat your body can affect your mental state. So treat it well by eating right and exercising. Listen to nutritionist Georgette Gail Ricketts as she provides some more tips for healthy living.
Say we are short on funds. General rule of thumb for maintaining good health is to eat as natural as possible. You also need to stay hydrated. Avoid heavily processed foods. You want to reduce the amount of salt, fat, or sugar. Or good local Jamaican food. Those are the things, those natural food items. And the less we add artificial food items to it, the healthier they are for us. We don't need to put in the butter and then we'll put in the seasoning salt. That is when we make something that is pure, natural, and healthy becomes a less healthy option for us.
As we continue to try to live our healthiest lives, most of the experts I spoke to left me with the message of moderation in all things, as no food is inherently bad. For more information on how to live a healthier life, visit the Health Ministry's website at moh.gov.jm and search for the Food-Based Dietary Guidelines. This is the final episode of Chain Reactions. Thank you so much for keeping me company over the past few weeks. I am Twyla Whelan, and remember, choices have consequences, so choose wisely.
Hey, you. Yes, you, sir, with the canned beef and you, little miss, with the mango and salt. Go easy upon the salt for me, please. It tastes good, don't? But guess what? A hit CM1 are gonna raise up your blood pressure.
This message was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.